Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can subscribe to this podcast on several listening platforms and check out my website for more information too. It's beingfreenow.com. How to walk away and walk toward. That's the title of this program. So what am I talking about? Well, obviously, a couple of different things, both of which can at times be difficult to do. So let's start with the first one, walking away. I'm sure we've all had many occasions when we got fed up with someone, a situation, a job, a relationship, or even a place we're living. Walking away from something uncomfortable can seem like an easy thing to do. I mean, if you're standing in the wind and you start to get cold, you turn away and go inside. If your shoe has a stone in it, you take it off and take the stone out. It sounds really simple. But when certain things in our lives get uncomfortable, it can seem a lot more difficult to just walk away or shed that uncomfortable thing. We can cling to people that we know are no longer bringing us peace or well-being. And this is important, that we're not also helping by our endurance in that situation. We can find ourselves feeling either some responsibility to the other person to help, to make their lives perfect, some guilt if we let them go, or some sense that we need to prove something to ourselves or to them, or even to hold on to them because we're afraid, well, that's all we've got. Well, that's just not wisdom. And we have wisdom because we have God at hand to guide us. He already is encouraging us by the very fact that we feel uncomfortable, perhaps overwhelmed or frustrated. That's a sign that something may be wrong in that relationship. Same goes for a job that feels like a struggle to reconcile within ourselves, a constant feeling of just sticking it out while never really feeling peace. God will guide us to peace. We have to let Him. And we do this by listening to wisdom and then doing what it tells us. And that means at times walking away. And this walking away is not about stomping off in anger. It's not about constant justification and rationalization for what we're choosing to do. I know we want to do that. It's not about that. It's not about anger. It's not about justification. It is about recognizing that in this moment, we need to be somewhere else, doing something else that's more fruitful for us, and that our following that right direction is going to give us progress and peace and new opportunity, and it hasn't lost us anything. That thing or person or place or whatever we're holding on to, maybe out of this well-meaning sense that we're going to be a savior to them or to the issue or the organization or whatever, that can be left behind. We aren't anyone's savior. So even trying to be is sure going to be a burden without really being a solution. And if we're no longer feeling peace or joy or productivity, we can trust that moving on is not only going to be freeing for us, it's not going to be at the cost to who or what we're leaving either. The blessing is not on you to carry out. It's on God to fulfill. He can take you where you need to go and certainly feed and care for His own children. Pride makes us think our presence is the answer to things at times. Don't let pride be your guide. Let God do that. You can bless the person, the place, that thing or situation that you're willingly leaving. You can still love it, all that it was or is, and yet you can move on. Progress is right and healthy. Breathe, take a step, see what's out there. And that takes us to the walking toward part of this podcast topic. How do we take off the limits that keep us from moving towards something that's calling us? We can certainly try a lot of techniques where we force ourselves to take certain steps towards a goal, where we face our fears through willpower and step out of one way of thinking and acting into something new. That can work. But I actually think that willpower, it can be jarring, and we may find that we're really getting out ahead of God, which isn't advisable. As I mentioned in last week's podcast, the unfolding idea is what we're really seeking. We don't want to force ourselves into something, you know, whether it's the dating pool, a new career path, a new spiritual practice, or a move to a new city or a new home. Walking toward is about letting go of the sense of will altogether and allowing ourselves to take one step at a time into the next right thing, place, or relationship, activity. It's not about facing fears so much as releasing them in that acknowledgement that, you know, our desire for something new, that guiding intuition within, is from God. And so we are being led each step of the way toward it. We don't have to leap 10 steps or sprint a mile. We move toward by, one, turning away from the old and toward the new idea, facing in that right direction, and two, taking that first step with trust and gratitude. And maybe I can say it too, some excitement to replace that anxiety. We can walk toward without knowing the final result and instead just enjoy the fact of discovery. Because we don't have to know every turn of the road. We just need to know how to put one foot in front of the other and move. Your divine purpose for life and for each moment is truly being revealed. Listen and trust what you hear. You're safe in moving away from the wrong and toward the right for this moment. And you know, if you're not sure, you're safe to regroup at any time. Reflect anew and see what's right for you right now. God will lead you forward. You know, and even if he leads you back to places you've been before, it will be a different view for sure, one that's right for this moment. I've definitely had the experience of leaving people behind out of a conscious choice to do so, even when it's been hard to do it, taking that step, only to have them show up later where I then felt led to help or to be helped by them, and it became a blessing. You know, likewise, I've left cities and then moved back. I've left vocations and avocations to pursue other things, then found myself doing things along those lines again many, many years later. Trust God with your journey. Feel empowered by him to walk away or to walk toward what feels right in this moment. And always remember to be ready for sweet, serendipitous surprises. That's all I have for today. I'd love to hear from you with any thoughts or questions, or if you'd like to explore your divine purpose more with a coaching session with me. I can be reached at lauramolitor@gmail.com, or you can check out my website, beingfreenow.com. You can fill out the contact form on the website, and I'll get back to you right away. We'll see you next week.